Right, good luck. We're going back to Tzedakah. We're holding Resh Mem Tes Sif Yud Gimel. Before I start, I would like to share with you a Gemara in Baba Basra, a well-known Gemara. The Gemara says as following: Staf Yud Amar Aleph. Tanya Hayy Rabbi Meir Oime. Yesh Leil Baladin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Anim and wants us to help out Anim. If he himself loves Anim, why doesn't he support the Anim? Why does he make Anim? If he loves Anim, let him support the Anim himself. Emela, you should tell such a person who has such a shaila, is kidei shenitul onu behen medina shogehinam. That the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Anim is kadeh that we should be nitzel from Medina Shal Gehenim. The Gemara goes on again that Vizu Sheila Shal Tunus Rupus HaRosh 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 Akiva, the same exact Shaila with the same tshuva, more barichus. The Gemara says a powerful thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzim Mizoyiv Anim, but the reason why he makes Anim is for us, for the Noisnim, that we should have the Nisayin to give them and be Zoych and have a Schus of Tzedakah. Besides mitzad the anim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been mefarnes anim themselves. It means if there wouldn't be noisnim around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take care of anim. It's because there are noisnim around, he gives the noisnim a chance at the nesoyin of the mitzvah of tzedakah. I'd mentioned when we were doing the Inyan HaKdamas Yisrael HaNochri that the Medrash says, Yaisim imashe habalabayis, is oisim ha'oni, oni oisim im balabayis. So if I shared an pshat, I shared with you then a pshat of Sifsei Koin. But Lukhayat, and it's very fundamental pshat, is very simple. It's because we're not doing anything for the Ani. Because if it wouldn't be for us, if there wouldn't be Naisim around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take care of the Aniim himself. The only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Aniim is to kedei lezakaseinu, to give us the mitzvah, to give us the nesayin, to give us the schus. So Mamela, the whole tafkid here is for us. So Vadi, it's Yaisa, Mimashab al Bais, Yaisim Aani, Yaisim Balabais. He's really doing it for us. To take it on a deeper level, that's what the Gemara means to say, is that it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu were taking care of the Aniyim. It's the whole cause, if you think about it, Kumtois, that we're the cause of the Aniyim. We're at fault. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have made an Ani if it wouldn't be for us. The only reason why there is an Ani knocking on at your door or extending his hand is only because of us. Because right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that you were around, you're a Nisan around who has the ability to support his Ani. Mamel, he made the Ani to give you the chance. So you're the one, you're at fault. You're the one responsible for his Anis. It's only because of you. You meaning the general klal, but the klal of the Nisan, that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an Ani. Legend has it, maybe you can get more details of the mice, but legend has it when the Divrei Chaim was a Bacha, and he was meeting a girl. He met the prospective in-laws and the girl, and they spoke for a while, and it was decided that the in-laws liked him very much, the prospective in-laws, but the girl didn't want to go through with the shidduch because the Divrei Chaim limped. She didn't want to marry somebody who's limped. That's not what she envisioned in the husband. And when the Divrei Chaim heard of this, he told the prospective in-laws he would like to have a few minutes alone with her and then she can make a decision. And he took her into the room privately. I'm only saying the Maisa the way I heard it. If anyone's here who knows the Maisa better, please correct me. And there was a mirror in the room, and he took the girl together in front of the mirror and he says, look in the mirror. And in the mirror he was fine and the girl was limping. And he said that when before he was born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he's going to have a spouse who limps. And he felt the tsar of an isha, that she'll be embarrassed, that she's limping. It's much more difficult for an isha to carry such a mum than for a man. And he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's trade. I'll take over the mum. I'll limp instead of her. And that's what he told her. And of course, when he came out, of course, she said, "Adaitachabazoi, yes." And that was the Divrei Chaim's Rebbetzin. What you see in the Maisa is that once she understood that it's her fault, it's her mum, then it wasn't an issue anymore why to marry her. That wasn't the problem. If we will recognize that the reason why there's an Ani in front of us asking for money is because it's our fault. It's because of us. The only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this dynamic that there's an ani with a nisin is because of the nisin. If we keep that in mind, it'll be much easier to give money to an ani to support, to be mefarnes in him, just like it was easy then at that point for the Rebbetzin to marry the Divrei Chaim. It's the same idea. It's us, it's our problem, not the ani's problem. Alright, we were holding on the halacha Sif Yud Gimel, which was the lowest maila. I want to go over because we did it very quickly then, which is the lowest maila, the lowest form of tzedakah. Different mailas, shmoina maila is the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, zula maila mizu, and the last one was pach mizeh, even less than someone who gives a b'seva upon him yofes. Pach mizeh, someone who gives it less than that, the lowest maila is sheitin lebetzev. If he gives it with a grudge, and the Shach pointed out, we mentioned that it doesn't mean chulila that you marlo ponim zayfis, because you marlo ponim zayfis and bechal you don't have a schos you faked yoyva lav lo yer levavka. It means that inside you have a certain agmas nefesh. You're not happy about sharing your money with an ani. So at that point, that yes, you get schar, but it's the lowest form of tzedakah. It's mavu in the prisha that this is talking about a case where you gave meharoi. You gave the ani what he needs, mamish day maksari, you did him a great job, but you gave it be'etzev, and that's even lower than the previous if. The previous if was where you gave him pachas miroi, you didn't give him as much as he needed or as much as he deserved, but you gave it be'etzev upon him yofes. It means it's more important, and it's better, it's a greater maila to give be'etzev upon him yofes, even if it's pachas miroi, than to give be'etzev. Mind you, be'etzev inside, on the outside you're smiling and great, but be'etzev inside, even if you give him mamish day makzayri. So something to keep in mind. If you have an assignment, if you want to know what to work on, what you should work on is try to overcome your yetzahara, and you should give it b'seva panim yafis, rather than, okay, you know, I'll write out a bigger check, I'll cover his whole chasana. And only at my doing, I'll give him the whole chasana expense. No, that's not as good. If you do it be'etzev, as someone who gives a b'seva upon him yafes, even if he gives a dollar, that person who gives a b'seva upon him yafes is even better. All right, continues the Ramah. Va'ko ponim lo yisparu ha'adim b'tzedakah shenayisin. A person should not boast about the tzedakah that he gave. Not only that, the misbar, if he does boast about it, lo dai she'inu makaba schar ala afilu ma'anishin oisa yole. Not only doesn't he get schar for the tzedakah that he gave, but even they punish him for ma'anishin oisa yole. The Gemara says that someone who gave it to Berabim and he even embarrassed the Ani, and forget the Gemara says it was better off had he not given it in the first place. Someone who's makdish davar l'tzedakah, mutaloi, it's permissible for him, sheyichtov shmei olav, he's allowed to write his name on the thing that he's menadev. He's menadev a sefer Torah, he's menadev aron kodesh, whatever it is. He's menadev a menorah. He's allowed to write his name on it. Sheyei loy lizikarin. It should be a remembering for him for the schus that he did. V'roi lasis ken, and it's even a good idea to do this. What's pshat? So if you look in the Taz, in Sif Katan Dalet, the Taz says, V'nir atam, the nafkamina mizeh, that says that the reason why there's an Indian to write your name on something, because Allah later on Reshna and Tess says that Kol Zman is Nishtake Hashem Bailev on the Chayfitz, and the Tziba can't be Mishanet to something else. And the Ramah points out over the Reshna Tess that even if it's just written on it, his name, that's already considered Lord Nishtak Hashem Bailov, and he can't change it. Mashenkein. If he wouldn't have his name on it, they'd be able to change it later on. If they don't need the menorah, let's say, or something else is more important, they could change the menorah to something else. So like this, you write your name on it, so Mimela, you'll always have that item, that Nadava that you gave will always remain. I guess otherwise it won't be so much misyachis to you. It's like a gram de gram. They'll take it and do something else. They might even be able to take it and, like you'll see later on, Reshna test to use it for Dvar and Harishus. So not even for Dvar Mitzvah anymore. So you lost out the schusim of the Mitzvah. But that's what the Taz says. Now, it's apparent that the Taz didn't know the makar of this halacha. We have it on the side after Ramah was put in Shuvah's Rashba. The Ma'aseh says the Daki Moshe doesn't bring it down over here. It's in Grada, the Daki Moshe brings it down, I believe, in Resh Mem Zayin. Over there he calls the Shuvah's Rashba, and the Shuvah's Rashba says a whole different reason. If you look in the Nekudas HaKesef, on the side, Nekudas HaKesef jumps on the Taz. He says, "Your pshat, if you say hekesh ati beroitzim lechayvatzan shlo yishanu lo yitoyf shmei olav, as long as they'll be meschayv themselves not to be mishana, then there's no point in writing the name on it." He says, "That's for all that. So that's not the pshat." And he says that the Taz didn't see the makar hadvarim. He said, "What's pshat? The b'chumus harashpah grad it's in simin tovkuf payalef the toy sofer mufurish atam shezum midas chachamim or midas vasekin kadei litin schar lo isin mitzvah or midas atayra she kisavis and befarsemis isin." If you look in the Rashman side, there was a story that a person had a house right next door to the shul, and he wanted to annex it to the shul, to enlarge the shul. And he wrote his name on the Heichal, the Pesach Heichal, his name. And the Kaal had Akbado, you know, I don't want his name on the shul. It belongs to everybody. It's our shul. Why should his name be on the shul? And the Rashba wrote it back that first of all, he wrote the name. It was his house. He could write the name on his house and then be manad of it. Okay, but then he says, oh, the Inyan, is it a good idea or not a good idea to do? The Rashba said, it's a good idea. And he says, look, we have to learn from the Torah. You see, the Torah does it. When Reuven was matzel, Yosef, the Torah mentions it. When Boaz gave tzedakah to Ruth, the Torah mentions it. Kaheinu v'cheinu, kama rais in the Torah, nechshas as well. You see, when people manad of things, they wrote on it, the Medrash from God, the Rashba didn't bring that they had the names of the Kalim, Betzalel and Moshe Rabbeinu on the names of certain Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, that there was an Indian that there were, it says that when the Betzalel's name was Karan, the Shem HaMikdash was even though Betzalel didn't do the whole Malacha, but since he was a Moshe Leiv and Nafshay on the Malacha, there's a Medrash Mizmeh Sheikh Hanukkah Zabayis David, the Medrash says V'chi David Banoi. No, because he was Masa Nafshay Aleh, that's why it's Nikra al Shmoy. So you see that the Torah, Adarabah, the Torah was Mesiaches and wrote down the Shemits and complimented people who did Oisid Vam Mitzvah. So too, it's an Indian, and that's how it's Nofes today, that we write Shemits, Shmois HaMenadvim, on things that they're Menadiv. But it's.
That's not stuck over there. He's speaking about Nadvim because.
100%. You're right. He's talking about Beis HaKnesses, 100%, but it's...
Stop, you have to compress your name because...
So you want to know how does it shim with the beginning? With the beginning, I'm not to be mispar. So it could be the mispar problem is that you're boasting, so you're doing it for the wrong reasons, or by boasting, you're embarrassing the aniyim, other things. But if you do it in a way that nothing will hurt anybody out of it, and you're not doing it as gaiva faket, you're doing it... Like the Rashba says, let's say the Kehila would be doing it. The Kehila would be doing it because, even though the person asked for it, but it would be Faket complimenting and makir toif to the person, that's a good idea. Adarabba, it's a nice thing. And in the Kanami, the Rashba's case of God, we're talking about Besa Knesses, but nevertheless, the place can say it's Ulagabi all in Yonim, all Divrei Mitzvah, because Zil Basa Taima. What was the time of the Rashba? The Rashba was, the time was because when Mefar is saying, people are Isay Mitzvah, when Reuven saved Yosef, or whatever it is. God, one of the rites was Boys gave money to food to Rus. That was a form of tzedakah, and the Torah was sorry. The Torah said he said that we the Kehillah shouldn't have akbada because we should also emulate. We should go in the footsteps of the Torah. Faket the ways of the Torah. The Chayad Akinayim is that we are makir toiv to these people. And he says l'chayfer his mashma that there are two different reasons why. One reason is. If you look over there, it's a mashma, and you go through the pasuk. He brings a medrash. The medrash said, "Had Aaron known, or had Reuven known that the Torah would write that he saved Yosef, then the mamish would have carried him on the shoulders. Had Aaron known that the Torah would have written on him that he was Sameach Beliboy, that he would have done mamish, who knows what, with tufim u'mocheles or whatever." So you see that it's an Indian pasuk because it generates more tzedakah, because the person himself would give b'yad rechava if he knows that he's going to have a name on it. But also, it's mashma another reason. It's not just for the person, and not just for other people, because it's pesach, lefteich delas leitz mitzvah for other people. But it's just fundamentally when you are mefasem a dvar mitzvah and you praise someone who did a dvar mitzvah, what you're really doing is you're sending home a message that that's what's important, that's what's chashiv, and you. Training society to know that that's important. When we make dinners and we honor people who are taka important, I'm not they take a roi for the honor, then faket, then that's a good thing, because you mafraya some oisim mitzvah, and it causes other people to try to want to be jealous and emulate them, and it's a great thing. Can it say for tarba kokma? It's a good thing to do. So too, if you menadev something to a basic knesset, to a shul, or aron kodesh, and you have your name on it, it's a beautiful thing, not only because of the menadev himself, but it encourages other people to follow suit. So that's a good idea. And that's what the Rashba says, and Memel, it's brought down here in the Rambam. So it's a whole different reason than the Taz. The Indian is that it's a dove, and that's a Lashon HaRoi, but Roi Lassas Kain, it's a good thing to do. It's the proper thing to do, because we're supposed to follow the ways of the Torah, the Rechei HaDakinoim. That's how the Torah wants us to do things. All right. Now, there are Feshidina Halachas, even though it's not so much Hukas Tzedakah, but a few things, and we'll spend a few minutes on them, we'll go weiter. But let's take, I guess we'll start off with the Piskei Tshuva. You look in Piskei Tshuva, Sivkot and Gimel, he has a Shaila from the Amun and Shmuel. Reuven Shoye Gabay Tzedakah, he was a Gabay Tzedakah, and he raised money. Vesacha, he's an apotropis on the Kupa. Vesacha, Payalim Lesayir, Olachayit Besa Knesses, Bemois Tzedakah, he hired workers to beautify the Beis HaKnesses, because of a Umen, and after they beautified on the bottom, you know, instead of writing the artist's name, he wrote, V'zois na'aseh b'fkudas Reuven ben Yaakov gabay tzedakah. He took credit. He didn't say, he only wrote gabay tzedakah, the tshuva is, you look in the tshuva inside, is Meirich, that is, clearly he didn't mean that he was the one who did it, he only oversaw the work. Void Makashalom Micho Adhena, they weren't Mecha right away, Havi Chazaka, so now they can't be Mecha and take my name off, it wouldn't be right. Veheshiv Dadina Makahal, the Kahal has a right to pull down his name, even though it was there for years. What's the chilek from the Rashba's case and all the Rashba's rais? Tadavke Hechisha Asa Ba'atzmai Begufai Ibimamin Shaloi, he himself was mishtatev in the binyan b'tzalo, crafted the kelim or the binyan beis hamikdash, or he did a b'mamet shaloi like boyas or whatever it was. Then yesh leischus lichtav shmai olav. V'loi b'chai gavdim, none in this case, and he didn't contribute, and he wasn't the artist. He did nothing. He just oversaw the malacha. Shlo asa ba'atzma yirak socha poilim b'mois tzedaka. That he doesn't have this in the Rashba. So a little, you know, well, what's proud here? Well, why not? So if you look inside the tshuva, I saw someone quote the tshuva, I think he misquoted him, but if you look inside the tshuva, I'll quote Yoav Elashin, maybe we can get, he says, ki bishvil zeh, hayoyis, mamash right after these words, shlo asa ba'atzen rak soka poilim b'mois tzedakah, he didn't do it himself, and he didn't work himself, he just oversaw it, ki bishvil zeh, lo yimnu liyos gabay tzedakah, ki gvan noidas charam, and he goes on what the schar of a gabay tzedakah is. It sounds like from the tshuva is that what's the reason that Rashba is kedei liftaich delis that loisi mitzah, the people should encourage people to do it, and they need this extra encouragement, this extra incentive that they'll have the name on it, and we praise them, and they'll get the idea that this is choshev. That's for people who taka have to give up something of their own money or their own malacha. They have to taka work hard on it. So people, if they're not encouraged to do so, if they don't have that extra incentive, they won't do it, and chulila they'll be meneya. But a person who's only a gabay tzedakah, no shirt lost, he doesn't lose any money by being a gabay tzedakah, and he didn't actually was tereach on the binyan habeis haknesses or on the siyud or the kid on the beautifying of the basic knesset. So people clearly, even without this extra incentive, they won't do it. They won't be menei avada as the chashivas of a gabay tzedakah. They make the chashivas. It's yedua and it's the schus of being a gabay tzedakah. They won't be menei, so there's no point of doing it. That's mashmoyis of the tshuva. So I don't know. I mean, good. There's no maybe no necessity to do it. But what's wrong? Let us do it. But I guess he doesn't have he can't be mechayev the kahal. Means the kahal has akpada. He can't be mechayev the kahal. Maybe there's still luchayra. Still should be the other inyan of the Rashba. Maybe I don't know. That's tamat sakar zatoy. But all right. But that's the tshuva inside. That it sounds like because. Now, if you ask me, sometimes I think the Gabay Tzedakah takes more bizyonis and takes more tich and more incentive and more encouragement to do than someone to be mishtatef. You have to know.
What about the fact that so many years not thinking about it's going to be pushed to?
So they discuss that. In the tshuva, he says he doesn't have a chazaka, and it's they have a reason why they're doing it. The other tshuvas this is a ma'aseh shoya kam lepomim, different tshuvas that they were doing b'davka to be mevayish the person because achveis he defaulted on other things, on pledges or whatever it is, and they wanted. They're talking about real. Someone was menadev a basic, let's say, aron kodesh, and he has his name on it. Itak was menadev it, but because he did something else wrong, they want to pull down his name to teach him a lesson and to be mevayish him. A lot of tshuvas on it, but at least you walk away, and that's how Piska tshuva walks away. He walks away with this tshuva of the Munish Shmuel and says that you can't force your name on something that you only a gabay tzedaka. The ma'aseh is that there's a Yehuda Yala, Tshuvas Maria Asad, who in Chelek Beis Kuf Yud Beis, who mamish names on the Shoyel and him names on Fapshitas Faket Lachera, and you don't even quote this. That case was that the gaboyim of the shul took the money of the kesef and the kupa and bought a beautiful kois shel kiddush that you could be mekadesh in the shul on Shabbos of Yamim Tovim, and they wrote the names on the kois. It was bepikuach these gaboyim. And they tied it, and the cow wanted to take it off, and the gaboyim wanted it on, and the Maria says, "Push it." That's the tshuva Rashba. This Rashba, that's a good thing to do, and avada they have a right, kedin also, and they have a right to have the names on it. The Munich Shmuel said it's only by a person who's mishtatev and menadev, not by a gabay. And over there, we're talking about gaboyim. So I don't know what to do with this tshuva 100%. And in Svar, it's a bit hard to understand the Munich Shmuel, how far to take. I mean, people don't need the incentive. I mean, I guess maybe his dot, they didn't need the incentive. I think today, we talk, maybe that's Maria Sad's door, was also like that. We rather could use the incentive. But the Piska tshuva fears always, I'm a tshuva temech tzedek, simenun machakosa bezer. The Grad of Tzemek Tzedek was talking about a case that inside the Aron Kodesh, inside the doors, when you opened up the doors, there was a Maisa Menorah, a Tzuruv Menorah with different Psukim and Mizmorim or whatever. And it wasn't so nice. And what happened was that someone, unbeknownst to the Kehillah, went and made a beautiful Menorah, a beautiful Psukim, and did a gorgeous job and took down the Kehillah's one and put up his own on behalf of the Kehillah. And one day they opened up and they found this beautiful one inside. And that was nice until about 2 weeks later, he wrote and signed his name on the bottom. And then the Kehillah was up in arms. What do you mean? This is, we're not letting this go. We agree that it's much nicer than yours, and we agree that we'll even pay you for it, but we want your name down and we want to pay you for it. And he said, no, he gave it, was menadev it, he wants his name on it, and that was the shayla. And he said that it's different than this halacha. Basically, with Arichus, he had the second svara he had was Zaitik svara because it shters kavana, if they're going to have a name on it, and all of a sudden you get a name on it, it's going to shter kavana, people are going to be looking at the name rather than looking at the mizmorim and the tzurus hamenorah. But this reason was brought down here, his first reason is because the whole svara is that if you want to know is there that you're being mishabeach him, so you want to take away his name, you don't want to give him the credit. No, the Rashi says it's a good idea because go in the darker shatari, it's a good idea that a person should be able to get the credit and whatever. But in their case, whatever this gula was, it was the inyan of being megan ala kehillah when they had this menorah in the Orin, everyone wanted that skos, wanted to be mishtatev in that skos. So Bishloima, had he not written in his name, had it been moisra the menorah, the tzura, to the basic nesses, yofa, yofa, and it would be now Kinin Kaspoy of the basic Knesset, Kokulo, even Lagabi the Schusim of the Menorah. So everyone has a schus and shares in the schus. But now when he wants to put his name on it, what does that mean? That means he wants to retain the schus of this mitzvah for himself. So even though maybe the kinin kesef, the actual tzura belongs to the killer, but he wants to retain the skos for himself. That the killer has a right to be makbid. Why should you get the skos? We all want to be mishatav in the skos. So you'll have to take our money, or we'll build a new one, or whatever, we'll make a new one. But we don't have to be forced to allow you to get the whole skos for yourself. And he says that it's only because it's a dover, which is a one thing in the shul, but the chveit, like a sram shrank, that there are tens or dozens of sram shranks in the shul. So you be menadav one, I can't stop you because I want a skos in it, I'll be menadav of a different one. But if something that's only one and we want the schus too, we have a right to stop you and not put your name on it. That's the tshuva's term. The girl in my show over here brings it down, Bekitzer. So you see, the other variables have to play in. Now, what type of names are we talking about? So, Grada, it doesn't say here, but I guess once we're here, we already discussed it. It's Mavun Reish Nun Tes that even Goy, if a Goy was menadev something basic Knesset, you're allowed to accept it, even though normally you don't accept tzedakah from a Goy for a basic Knesset, you could, and you could even write his name on it. So you see that even a Goyish name is fine. However, a name of a Mumer, That shaila went to the Maamshik, and the shaila held that it shouldn't be done because it's a gnai. And the Maamshik said, a new svara why you shouldn't write a mumer's name on a dovah shebekdusha in the basic kness on a dovah is because you're now allowed to accept dovahs from mumarim, even from akum that you could, but from mumar you can't accept a basic knesses. He said, bishloimo, if the mumar would only be menadev a chelik of it, and it'll be nisarev with the rest of the kilas moi, so it'll be like batul b'roiv, is not. It's Petaruvis, and he doesn't have his name on it, fine. But if everybody has his name on it, so it's kilu like you're being Meshire, his chus in the item, and Miyachis, this item for him, so then you're being Makabal, this chafis from a mumma, then you're now being Makabal, a chafis from a mumma. So Pekitzi has two reasons why not. One is Stam, it's a gnai to have a mumma's name on a dovish of Kedush in a basic nes, and Stam is if you do have his name, then Kumtais you Makabal or Nadova from a mumma, a basic nes, which you now let her do. Memelo Zakta Betzela Chokhba. What would be if the person is not a mumma, the menadev, but the person's menadev on behalf of, let's say, his father, lezeich nishma, as his father was a mumma. He's a nish kashav yash. He wants to be menadev something, lezeich nishma as a mumma, and he wants lezeich nishma as Ruvain ben Shimon mumma on the parayich. I mean, it's not going to write mumma, but on the parayich, so whatever it is. So the B'tel HaChokhma says, bishloima, the pshat, the reason that you can't be mekabot stuck from a mumma you don't have. But the pshat of that it's a gnai to have a shame mumma on that you can have here too. Mamela B'tel HaChokhma says you should not write a lezeich nishma as a shem of a mumma on a davish abikadusha.
From the Pesach Tshuva, the case of the Oran, he should be able to have his name on it. But he did it abigufay.
Yeah, no, you can have. It means you'll have the tshuvas harashba svara, right? But it's but for a different reason. The Munishmo said you can't have it.
It's a single thing.
Well, you're talking about the Temek Tzedek. Not you don't mean Munishmo. You mean the Temek Tzedek. Munishmo was he just oversaw the block. You mean the Temek Tzedek when he built the menorah.
But the svara over there was that a person who does it b'mamon b'gufa is allowed to have his name. So the person who went and did something in the
Oran. So that's a Temek Tzedek. Good, but that has a different reason why not. You're right. As that, he should have a right. But a Yois, everyone in the Kila has a schus, has a right to be mishtatif in that schus. And if you're going to write your name, you're being mishayat the schus just for yourself.
That's in everything.
No, that's a different reason. It means the two separate problems. One problem is the Emunah Shmuel that a Gabbet Tzaka has no schus. Good. Now, Tshuva Temet Tzedek is that even if you have the schus as this halacha, but that's only when you're being menad of something that you could be menad of more. If I'm menad of a table or a window in the basket, you'd be menad of a different window. What you want a schus of window because inside I left you the next window. So what's your problem? But if it's something that there's only one of in the shul and I'm hogging it for myself, the killer has a right to say, no, we also want to have that schus. Why should you be able to hog this chus for yourself? You can't force a killer to accept a nedah. The Zaitkas Rabbi Prima Gadam says that if I want to be menad of something against the killer's wishes, I can't force him to accept it. Well, it's the same idea. I'm forcing them to hog the mitzvah for myself. I don't have that chus to hog the mitzvah for myself. The killer has the right to be mishtatif in the mitzvah.
They didn't mind until he put his name on.
Right. And the Maamshik. Oh, no. So he says the reason why is because when he didn't put his name on it, he thought they was meisa yafa, and we're all sharing this chus. But the second he wrote his name on it, it was Nizgala. Oh, this is the Sefer, this is what you had, Mashava Tchila, that you wanted to be Mashiach Deschus for yourself. Out of that, we're not.
The person that gave this thing gave it to Seer for the shul.
Right.
Less Schus because he put his name on, he didn't put his name on.
Vaistois. It means if he's Moise Yafa Yafa, then we're all like a bonus. We're all Mishtatif. And if a person's not Moise Yafa Yafa, then forget, then he's retaining the full Schus for himself. He's not sharing with other people.
How's he sharing with other people? They're not giving money for it.
But if he's moiser to the tziba, so maybe he'll still have the schus the fact that he's menadev it. But at the end of the day, he was moiser to the tziba. Now the tziba owns it regarding everything. So they're all mishtatev and they all have the schus equally.
So that the fact that the shul is nicer.
Duh.
That the shul is nicer because that's...
Okay, so that's because he might have. But the vod is the schus of having this menorah. All right. Now, getting back to what we're talking about. So basically, B'tel HaChokhma says that you shouldn't write a name of a mumma, even lezeich nishma is a mumma. Okay, because tinek shenishma might be different, but let's say a person who's really a mumma. Now, there's a truest marsham. Let's take it to the next step, because this is... it sounds like some people have some mises have a minig otherwise, but it's good to know this masham. The Hasidim will enjoy this. Masham had a case that a person was menadev a pareches on the omid of a lady, and she wrote on it. I think that was the case, and she wrote on it her name in English, and her goyish name. I mean, it's a secular name. Maybe that's what she went by. Vivian. She wrote Vivian, V-I-V-I-A-N. Okay? And the shaila was, and the kilo was makbid. And Masham said that the kilo has a right to rip it out or to cover it over. And he says because using a goyish name is Minea the Geula. We know that now we're talking about the Geulas Mitzrayim, the parashas. We know that Shalashino Shemam Faket, and it's Ma'akvin as a Geula. And if you're going to have a goyish name there, Faket, you're being Mishtad. It goes to a riches of why, even Bismanenu, that we're in Geulas, it's still Ma'akvin as a Geula, and therefore it's not a why thing to do. It's a puka for having Ma'akvin as a Geula. Mamish in the basic message itself, or wherever, on the Dovish of the Kedusha, Avad Chulila, you shouldn't have a goyish name. Nishnadem, he says, even if it will be the goyish name written in Hebrew, vav yud, yud aleph nun, chveis Vivian, however you spell it, ayin and whatever. Still, he says, one second, I want to say it over right. One second. One case was where you used a goyish name. Even if you have a Yiddish name, she used a Yiddish name, but she wrote a Yiddish name in English. No, I won't say that name. Whatever. She wrote her name Yitzchak and Sarah Goldberg, but they wrote it in English on the Pareiches. Even that, he says, you should be Menei from, and you shouldn't do that, because again, it's a Gnai, you're not supposed to use Goisha Ksav, even in the Davisha Begdusha. Doesn't make sense, and it's Enu Min Aroi, and Yeshlem Noya Kiteva Heim Lanu Lashainis Acherim. Choose Masham, you can look it up. Chelik Vav Simin Yud.
So, could you draw Yitzchak and Sarah, and you wrote Goldberg in English, would be a problem?
What?
You're saying now they have English writing there, that's the problem.
Right, you now have either.
It
means.
Look in Sarah in Lashon Kaidish, and he wrote Goldberg in English, would also be a problem.
Right, and even if he wrote Yitzchak. If you just write, same thing. It means you can't have a goyish name, and even if it will be a Yiddish name, you shouldn't write it in any other language but Lashon HaKodesh. Yitzchak and Sarah. Just Yitzchak ben Avram, Sarah bat Rachel. You write it in English, it's also wrong. English. Right.
If you write the whole thing in Hebrew and just donate right.
Oh, I don't know about that. I hear.
It's a kosher letter.
I hear.
What about the Shas?
I know. It sounds like an old Ramshah B'Kedusha. We should.
BMG building.
I said Bedavka, I didn't want to choose those names.
No.
All right.
Maybe
the Kever God is Faket. There, the other place can go to town that it's Chulila. You shouldn't have a Goyish script on the Kever. Chulila. Mamish, a lot of. We're talking about Faket. Even here, it's Nadav's basic Knesset. That's, that's like a takeoff. That's like a given. Whatever, it's not for here. But all right.
Goldberg and Yiddish.
I don't know what he means. Is Goldberg considered a Goyish name or a Yiddish name? Probably. Probably it's a Yiddish name. I don't know. But I don't. No, but it's a name that only the Yidden use. It's a name that only. You know any Goy whose name Goldberg? It's not. It's a Yiddish name, but you say. All right. Fine. Okay. Let's go on. Now, it happens to be there was a Chuvis Ramosha that there was a case that a person was Menadev, a name on a Chayfetz. And then the killer wanted to move the name off the item and put it just on a plaque on the wall, be much more neater or whatever the cheshbon was. And one part of the basic answer will be one wall, which say, the Aron was donated by Reuven, and the Parochus was named by Shimon, and Sefer Torah by Yehuda, and we have all on the plaque. Is that a problem? And Moshe says it's not a problem. Even if it was written on the item, you're allowed to take it off the item and put it somewhere else. And he says, Elamai, because you have everything. You have the Shrak Leisei Mitzvah. Elamai, you're worried about the Taz, that they'll be able to change it. And Moshe says, it's also not going to be Nishtakei Hashmoy, because if it's on the wall, it's just as good. If it's a Tavlo, it's just as good. There won't be Nishtakei Hashmoy. Then we'll know that the Aron Kodesh belongs to him. So Memela, he won't be able to force his name pumped on Aron Kodesh. Anyway, the other tshuva is tshuva Shevet Levi, who says it might not be a good idea to write Isis Mamish Bolet from the Aron Kodesh Kilu. That's part and parcel of the Aron Kodesh, the person's name. It's not, it's a Gnai, it takes away from the Cheshivas of the Aron Kodesh. All right, but that's a tshuva from Moshe. Another thing is it says, the Royal Lassus Kane. So there are tshuvas that are mashma, that that's, you know, here the Rambam is talking about where he wants it. What happens if he doesn't want it? It's mashma in a number of places that faket. If he doesn't want his name on it, you should not put his name on it, bar kocha. Adarabba, it's an Indian, it's a bechina, they're not supposed to be mefarsim balei tzedakah if they don't want it, because the Gemara says, Meverek Rebbe Kol Gadol, Bebeika Hashkeim, forget the end of it, but it's bad for him because people are going to get him now. He's going to be hit with tzedakah from a bunch of people on Nashim Reikim, which he doesn't want. Alright, so with people he doesn't want, so you can't do a par kochai.
To do it is to convince other people to get stuff. So what do I care that he doesn't want it?
Because, you know, you can't do a good thing on his cheshbon, right? He doesn't want it, so it's not a good thing to do. And Rav Moshe has a tshuva. God is not meaning so much it's a legabi ribis, but he comes from here. There was a tshuva that very often in the olden days, for sure, is that people lent money to be able to print svarim. Atfis Svarim didn't have the Mechab didn't have enough money, so he had to go around borrowing money. And at the end in the back, he had, you know, Eilu, you know, Meskidim or Yisukur Shem Toy, whatever, and he would be Meshabech them at the end. So the Shaila was, it's a Ribbis, it's Ribbis Dvarim. You got Halva from him, and now you're giving him something extra because you're writing the Sefer, a Bracha, and even thank you is also a Ribbis Dvarim, the Moshe writes in the Tshuva. Ramosha writes, you're allowed to do the following. It's a Chiddush of Ramosha. He says, you're allowed to do. He allowed it right in the back, a haida'a, sheyizbarachu min hashamayim. I'm not benching him b'chlal, and I'm not thanking him b'chlal. I'm just letting people know that because he was mishtatef and he enabled this hatzfasa sefer, he is going to be mizbarachu min hashamayim. It's a fact. He will be mizbarachu min hashamayim. And I'm just letting people know, and Moshe says, it's faket, you're supposed to do like it says over here, it's roi lasis kate, so it's a good thing to do, and it's taka, he's deserving of it, but mele itanez, that's not ribbis, not even ribbis zorm. It's chiddush in Moshe, because Lamais, I'm the one who's being mefarsim his toiva, but nevertheless, that's Sorry? I know the truth Rashba wasn't Havva. The guy gave him a nadir. Rambam is saying that even though he gave Havva, so Luchay should be in his ribbis, Moshe's Mechadah said if you don't bench him and you don't thank him, it will be mut. I mean, to take a Moshe and the guy gives you Havva. You know,
I'm thanking you for yourself. Try it this way, they'll give it to other people.
Ramosha said, because you're not thanking him, you're not being Mavarak, and you're stating a fact. I mean, it's like Ramosha, someone would lend you money. So you're not allowed to thank him, so everyone has a problem. So what do you do? So in Moshe, you could tell him that you will be Mizbarach min Hashemayim because of the Halva. I'm not benching you at all. And I'm not thanking you at all. I'm just notifying you, you should know that you will be Mizbarach. Because it's a fact, it's true, you will be Mizbarach, so that's okay.
You can't say you should.
Right, you can't say you should. You just say, and he tells him what Nusak to write. Imam writes the Nusak, what you should print in the back of the Sefer. It's just a Heidah that he will be Mizbarach min Hashemayim. All right. Fine, let's go on. I think we stayed on this enough. It's really not so much in Yeni of Tzedakah, but all right. You know, there are a lot of tshuvas if a person was menadev and now they want to upgrade and they want to change the item. Do I? I was menadev the Aron Kodesh and Zichen Shner, and now comes along the new Zichen Shner. I want to have this chus because I had that Aron Kodesh Amal. Now they're going to upgrade. Yet Hashem, v'chein and v'chein as a tefillah, by the way. So there was a. Do I have that schus? A bunch of different tshuvas on this. And Ramosha's take on it, it's really not Minyana, but Ramosha's take on it is that he should have first crack to be mishtatif in the upgrade and retain the schus for the new Aron Kodesh. If not, then the person who does upgrade and he sells the old one, so he'll have a shittif in it, whatever. It's amongst.
The Ramana that brought the camels to the shore, if you have the nicer. Is that what I'm referring to? It's her job every year. Then they wanted to sell
it. All right. But there are other tshuvas on it. It's not so clear, but anyway. All right, let's go on. Let's try to finish off the simon tonight. Sif Yudalet. Toiv litein pruto la'ani. Koidim kol tfila shenem ani betzedek exaponecha. It's a good idea to give tzedakah before davening. It's a pasuk. Gemara says, ani betzedek exaponecha. If you look in the shach says not only to give it to an ani, which Rokshem we have, now unfortunately we have a name, but at least they have mesavivim during davening. They give us this ability to be mekayim this. But he said, the kol shekeinim noisim lekupash at tzedakah koidim tfila shadav tfei. And Pashas, Mefarshim say, Pashas is because kupash at tzedakah is the mailish shnia, right? That's siv zayin. To give to an ani, and you know the ani, and the ani knows you, is pachas mizeh. So it's even better to give into a pushka le tzedakah, the tzedakah l'aniyim, this Indian is bedavka to give tzedakah l'aniyim. That's tam other tzedakahs, but tzedakah l'aniyim is a good idea before davening. If it goes to Vedic Vaisa's form, and we're going to see Mitzvah Shem hopefully tonight later on Tezayim, but Pashas, yes, Pashas, the Indian is to give tzedakah to aniyim. So it would have to be some.
But the shuls generally go in the middle of it.
Time for a third
coupon. Because there's the shots. Afterwards, you have to go afterwards so that you don't have that. But like he's pointing out, the shul tzedakah is not l'aniyim. So that you might not have this inyan to give it before. It's bedavka to give to aniyim. Sorry?
It's
there's not even pushka for aniyim. Okay, so. You can have a third one, yeah. All right. Fine. All right, next. Gabay tzedakah. Sheyesh biyod moyes tzedakah. What should they do? What's a beautiful form of tzedakah? Yasiu ben besulois anis she'ein tzedakah gedele mizu. The highest form of tzedakah. We're talking about people who are nitzrochim. The highest form of anim. Who to be mafanes? If you have a choice, should go to besulois anis to marry them off. You're marrying them off, and they never can have it. The Shach points out that it might be dafka yisaimis, but the Pesukim say it's even not yisaimis. The Indian is to give tzedakah to all besulis anis, to anyone. Let's say the person has a father, right? So it's her shuldik that she has a father, but the father's a nani, so she can get married. Avada is the Indian if the father can't marry you off. Avada the father has a chiv to marry off, and even maybe to borrow money to marry you off. But if he can't do it, avada it's mutal al tziba to marry this person off as well. And it's the greatest form of tzedakah. So it means what we were talking till now with Shemaina Milas was in how you're doing, in the oifin of sensitivity. Now we're talking about the tafkid and which objective, what are you trying, you know, which, what are you trying to accomplish with tzedakah, which, who are you trying to support, that the greatest form, I guess, barring pinyin shvum, which we'll see later on, but the greatest form right now of anim, of nitzrochim, is besulus anis. I hear the kasha. You know, you're taking the highest form of sensitivity in terms of the way you're giving it against the highest form of the need. It means I could be mufanis the basula aniya in business, so she won't have to come out to the doctor, right? But you want to know if I'm going to do the highest form to someone who's not a basula aniya, and then give the basula aniya outright, so I'll have a chveis, or I'll give it be'etzes, so I'll get the lowest mile here. Get, you know, that you need the shekel
hadas. I have a choice between the two.
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to that.
That's a gabbai very interesting.
No, but if a gabbai tzedakah could give someone to who is an ani before he falls under, before he has to be a nitzok l'rabim, the highest form. He's not investing in business. He's fakedis. He's giving it to an ani so the ani should be able to support himself. He's giving it to an ani. If he has the right, he collected money l'aniyim. He can give it to any ani he wants. If that was part of his mandate, he can give it to. So he's asking, should he give it to basul aniyim? Should he give it to someone who's teetering in business to be able to put him on his feet? They should be able to go up. A different. That's a mile of that, and this is a different mile. I don't know how to juggle the two.
Why do we have to use this lashon over here? Gabbai tzedakah. Before we talk about a person, all the person himself, what he should do. The mile is in the person himself. Here, the Mechaber chooses. David Stock, Sheshma Moy Stock, you see them still some issues and stuff there in the zoo. It's not talking about individuals, it's talking about David Stock over here.
Good, so what would you like to say?
I don't know.
I didn't see anyone answer it. It will be Nageya. Someone ends up the Shach. The Shach brings in Ramal Shaka that says that it was only for Yisaimis. So I have a problem. What do you mean the Jew of the Mavu that even not Yisaimis, you have this in Tzedakah G'day L'Mizu? So they say it's because they're talking about Agave, and Agave collected it for a certain tafkid. So he has no right to give it to people who have fathers. Avada, people who have fathers, also a great Indian, but his mandate of collecting Tzedakah was only for Yisaimis, so he can only give it to Yisaimis. That's what they want to say. But otherwise, I don't know why punked the Agave Tzedakah. I can't tell you. All right. Yesh Misha'ima. Yesh mishoimah shemitzvahs beis haknesses adifa mimitzvahs tzedakah. Mitzvahs beis haknesses is even better than mitzvahs tzedakah. Or mitzvahs tzedakah la na'arim luma teira oy l'cheilem aniyim is adif mimitzvahs beis haknesses. Where is this coming from? So if you look in the Bi'ur Agra, he quotes, it's a Chuvus Ma'arek, it's coming a deek in the Yishami. The Bi'ur Agra quotes over the Yishami. If you look in Tzivka and Chav, it says, "Rechamav Rebbe Chaninu, Rav Hoshi Yerabah, have a mitaylin beilin kanish to the Lord." They were walking in the streets and they were passing the shoes, the beautiful shoes in Lord. Amalei, Rechamav Rebbe Chaninu, Rav Hoshi Yerabah, Kama mamun shaka avaysai kan. How beautiful. Look how much money our fathers put invested in the shul. He made such a beautiful shul. So Amalei, so he responded, Kama nefashas ivdo yavaysai kan. How many nefashas did your fathers lose over here, destroy over here by putting their money in the shul and not giving it to the people? Milo have been in Oshad, the Yulun Baraisa. There were no people at that time, instead of plunking their money in the shul, there were no people at that time to support, to learn Torah. There had no one to support. There were no people B'nai Torah. There were no, they had to plunk into a shul. So, and then there's another case, if you could skip a couple lines, Oy chaylim hamutalim la'ashpa, there was no people, there was no chaylim who needed the money, that Nebuch died of sickness because they didn't have the refuah, because they plunked the money in the shul rather than giving it to the aniyim. So he didn't appreciate it. But Zot Marik, the advice says from the Yishalmi, that even though B'nai Nosh Lumo Torah and chaylim takes precedence over a shul, the vice is all other forms of tzedakah l'aniyim, or shul is more important, because it's only those two things that were excluded. But vice is every other form of tzedakah, a beis hakneses, building a beis hakneses, a beautiful beis hakneses, takes precedence over everything else. Now the Gaon himself, what? Well, that was the Gemara. You know how you have this, and the Gemara has the response. You end up with the end. So that's how the Gemara ended off, right? So the Gaon says, one second, the Gaon says that. V'diktik marik shmamin shalosh starts daka beis hakneses adif ve'enu mochrich. The Gaon doesn't like the dirk. V'kol shekein l'girsa shalanu. Meila, it seems from the Gaon that the Gaon argues with his halacha. The Mechaba holds that mitzvah beis hakneses is adif from tzdam aniyim, and the Gaon holds it sounds like that tzdam aniyim is better than mitzvah beis hakneses. And the shaila what to do? The Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that if we're talking about the very minimum of what's needed in the shul, so avada mitzvah beis hakneses is adif. But if there is already a Beit HaKnesses, we're talking about Hoyd, V'Teferes, Yoifi, Zekelev Anveo, the Beit HaKnesses, then the Aniyim take breath, and that's more important than beautifying the shul even more.
Does it come out of Maisa? The Beit HaKnesses comes out of Maisa?
Oh, so that's the shot I'm going to get to. It's not part of it. But let me just realize, I think it was the Shevet Alevi who said that Shevetzikah also, we're talking about when there's a Tzarech of the shul, not that with his lashon, I think he's literally a lashon chugim, not that different groups who would prefer to have a shul of their own. You know, the older guys have this shul, we want our own shul, and if we want to build up a new shul, but they have a mokum to daven the old shul, avada then kol shekein, the anim are more important than building shuls. We're talking about if it's the basic necessities, what the shul needs, and you need the shul, then the shul will take yesh mishoim, that the shul is more important than tzedakah l'anim. Now, Yitzchak was asking, it's bothering me as well. Pashtus, we learned before in Hilchos Tzedakah, the beginning of the Siman and Maisa. Well, anyway, Maisa is a shita has to go to Dafka Lolaim De Torah. But even on the very fundamental, the very beginning of the Siman, it says that he's supposed to give a Maisa and Mitzvah Menemufkas to give a Chomish Letztaka. And Pashtus Tzedakah means, I mean, that's how the first thing, Tzedakah means Dafka Le'anim. Yesh Lodim is there. It's Mashmoy Zapaykim is Dafka Le'anim. But Yesh Lodim is there, and you have to know why not, maybe, that Vivite Mitzvah Beis HaKnesses is a Difa. Then, l'chayra, one could argue that giving money for Beis HaKnesses could also be part of that maisa or chaymish, and be yetzi yechiv, and you won't have to give that much, or only what's remained to the aniyim. The maisa is the paiskim, not mashma like that. Mashma is the paiskim is that tzedakah has to go b'davka to aniyim, even though over here it sends off. I mean, if you ask me, I'll tell you, maybe that's what the Mechaba put in this siman. I mean, the other reason too, but he ends the siman, Yesh Mishu Mitzvah Yitzchak Adifa, to tell you that what I started off the siman, they have to give Ma'isan Chaymish, Tanim, Tetzdaka, well, this is Adifa, this could also be Bekhlal. But it's Mashmai is not like that.
If you have to give your Ma'isa or your Chaymish anyway, Tanim, so what?
So let's say you're talking about more. Let's say you already gave your ma'isa to aniyim, and now you have money. You want to know, do I do this or do that? So you should do this rather than doing that.
So tshuva sounds like he calls tzedakah painting the shul. That is the tshuva.
Right.
He said that he painted the shul in
Mois Tzedakah. Yeah, but that means Mois Bedek Abayis. That means the Gabbai was collecting Bedek Abayis, like we do today. They collect Mois Bedek Abayis for a shul, so use it to beautify the shul. I have no problem if you want to call it Mois Tzedakah, but that was no idea. But in terms of whether you're allowed to use it for Mois and Mashmois is not, but I'm not clear.
He finishes Mitzvah Tzedakah when they are in Midmah Torah.
100%. Well, we're back to you, but I'm allowed to be mekayim my mitzvah ma'isa and chaimish from stam tzedakah. I don't have to. Grab the ma'isa, there's a nin hataka, he's supposed to give a dafka lululul and deiter, mask him. But let's say stam tzedakah. So that stam tzedakah I'm giving, and that's yaitz my chiv of a chaimish or a ma'isa. And if this is a difa, let me be able to give it here. The ma'isa, from a practical sense, it really doesn't play itself out, because if you learn the goyin and all these limitations, we're only talking about the very fundamental, the what you really need to have a shul. Yeah, I got a phone call on Thursday from Portland, Oregon, that they're raising, it was a rabbi speaking, and he's not coming to collect money from me, but we're talking about an Indian. Yeah, there they needed a shul. There was no shul in the Jewish neighborhood. They need the very minimum, the closest shul is 4 miles away, I hear. But most shuls today, you have another shul nearby somewhere. Most shuls are not the very minimum, the barest what you need for the shul. And then zicha, mitzvah tzedakah l'aniyim, take preference. That's more important in kosher. And if it's nomnom the Torah, l'chaylam, the ravada is much better. And they say your base medrash is even better in base knesset because you're learning it. I mean, there's daggers of how to go, a hierarchy of how to go. If they're talking not enough room, I hear. But we're talking about it just because you want this Kachnaz and Tzfad, and you want this or that, a different clientele. That's what the Shevet Alevi calls different Chugim. That's not, it's a beautiful thing maybe, but it doesn't take preference over Tzedakah L'Aniyim. Sorry? So schools is Norm L'Motayra. So it's a beautiful thing, Norm L'Motayra. So again, we were talking about at the beginning of the seminar, what happens if it's not everyone in the school is aniyim. But again, if you see from here, the normal material takes more important, and let's say building a base medrash is also the idea of your mamzi lumatoria being menadis form to a base medrash that people can learn from. So all, if you learn that this is more important, and that's what the Maccabi is trying to do, so then this would be your mitzvah talk as well. But like I said, the place on mashma, that your basic chiv of stock has to go dafka to aniyim. But it's definitely a very kosher vezak. Lanorm lumatoria schools take is more important than basic knesses. All right. Yeah, if I have a choice of, it means let's say forget my basic here, but I have a choice this or that, so I give to that. You want to know day maksayra, you want to know? Oh, I don't know. If you have the ability to give day maksayra, and the chiv day maksayra is on you because he only came to you, otherwise it's no chiv anyway. But
I mean, if I have less than day maksayra, I want to give $20 to the first mile and $10 to the next mile. Do I have to give $30?
Oh, you want to? You have to give everything just to the top ma'ila. Okay, so if you're going to take this to an extreme, even though the reading of the Makabah is like that, if you take it to extreme, so everyone basically should take all the money and give it to poor Anim Lumoytaira, and every other Moisid or every other good cause will be bankrupt. That's basically what you're coming out. And Baruch Hashem, I guess, not everyone knows this Allah, because of the ma'ila, other things, other Moisids could thrive, right, or survive. But if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says not like that. It sounds like he's telling you where you should be focused and give, you concentrate your nedava, but avada you should spread it around across the board. It's just if you have a tip, either this or that, then give to this. But if you can do both, avada you should try to spread to all worthy good causes.
It's mashma for this that he holds that mitzvah for this
knesset
is not even a tzedakah, because he says it's a
difa. Right, a difa mimitzvah tzedakah. I know. It's not tzedakah, I know, because not going, because tzedakah means la'aniyim, so I know it's not tzedakah. But my ushala was is that if you need a minimum, how much you have to give to tzedakah, 10%, 20%, whatever it is, and this is better, why can't this help me out in that question? But you see, not like that. The mashmaisa paiskim is it doesn't work. All right.
I think it would be a different matzav if everybody gave aniyim b'nei Torah, and they gave them all the money there. It would be mamash a different matzav. The Moses wouldn't be crying for money so much because the need to be able to pay this and tuition, and everybody would be better off if they kept all of them.
That could be in that, but the other functions will go from Bika Choylim to Shai to other. I don't know if they're Bika Choylim, they're wealthy people, just. Oh no, if they be chayli aniyim, but not every Bika Choylim, when you go around giving soups and hospitals, it's a beautiful thing, but not every sick person is an ani. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mafkin benoni lashukli, right? Laleinu. So it's not. There are a lot of worthy causes. The question is that you should spread it, but you should focus. I heard over, although I didn't verify, B'Shem Shlomo Zalman the same thing, that this is just, you know, we should concentrate your form of giving, but avadi should spread your money all across. All right. Masha Neigin lifts like tzedakah avu meitzin b'shatzas karas nishabes minik v'sikinu. What we do that we menadiv lezekanishmas by Eskaras Neshamas by Yisko, it's a minig v'zikin and it's a beautiful thing and it helps out. Mahanin lenishmasayim. So the Taz, why is it mahanin lenishmasayim? Mishum shehu yizbarek boichin levavos im hoya oisa hameis bechayim hoya neisin tzedakim hoya loy moment. Hayoi son's being menadiv on his behalf, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckons as if that person would be alive and he would have the ability to give money. Even though, let's say, throughout his lifetime he didn't give much tzedakah because he didn't have the wherewithal to give, he didn't have the money. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckons if someone gives money on behalf of Reuben, then had Reuben been alive and had he been able to afford to give tzedakah, he would give tzedakah so as if the mace gave the tzedakah. That's why it's Mahanin and Shmasayim. Avam Noisim Bavu Rasha. But if you give tzedakah b'avur rasha, einu moel, it doesn't help. And the Rishon Letzion says that it's talking about a rasha who's a rasha binyanei tzedakah. He didn't give what he was supposed to give. So now someone else is giving on his behalf, not going to help because Kadosh Baruch Hu has the accounting. He sees the person fell short. In his lifetime he fell short. Now that he's dead, we're not going to reckon as if he would have given this tzedakah. But if the person was a tzaddik in his form of tzedakah, he gave benevolently, he gave b'yad rechava, just he was a rasha and different in yonim, yes, and every time you give tzedakah on his behalf will be a schus for him, because each time you give, Kadosh Baruch Hu reckon as if the mace himself gave. And it is a schus. So that's not a problem.
When you actually give it, you have to.
Ruben, Lezeka Nishmas, everything, Lezeka Nishmas.
Says it, but let's.
Well, that's the Kavanah. When you're giving a Lezeka Nishmas.
Well, you're giving
like,
he's
giving
the stock, you take it out from Mice. How's the work exactly over here?
No, you could take it off of Mice.
So you're giving it.
But Akash Broker reckons as if the Mace himself would have given it also, and therefore.
I'm saying Yiska, and I have it in mind.
Well, that's not nothing. You didn't give anything there. But when you, that's just in the Nedavah, but
the
schus of the Nedavah maybe works, but when you actually give it, but that's the schus of the Etzim Nesina, that is Mesiachis to the Mace. I don't think so. I think HaKadosh Baruch has enough to credit both. I don't think so. Now, it, the Paiskim can say also that. Let me just realize it now. What happens if the noisim was mizvada koydim moisai? So they say that if he did a proper vidui, so vidui is on everything, even on his lack of tzedakah, so then giving on his behalf would help. And the Mishabruz Mechadish in Tafresh Kavalev, that even if he is a Rasha, and even if someone gives on his behalf, will not help, but if his child, if his son gives on the behalf of his father a Rasha, it will work from a different mechanism called Barom Mezak Abba, that works out, no problem, even though the father was a Rasha. I mean, that's what you just brought up. So Barom Mezak Abba works, so then always that you have that ability to give. All right. Basically, this is the end of the Simin. Hopefully next week we'll continue. But just have a sikum of the importance of tzedakah. This Indian of the Simin is just to lay the groundwork of Yechivim, and part of it was Maisa. A person was to give 10%, preferably 20% if he could afford it, in the most sensitive way as possible. You don't know the Ani doesn't know you. If you can't do it that, accomplish that, go to the next daga, and so on. Obviously, the greatest form is to be mefanis him in a way with exacta boy, where he doesn't have to come on to tzedakah. And then there are milis, these shmoina milis, and then at the end we have the milis of which takes preference. Lumay Torah takes preference of everything. It's obviously, we discussed at many places that maisa anyway has to be limited to loim de Torah. The Abbas Chazal said at least roiv should go to loim de Torah, but the loim de Torah is the most important thing. If a person has the ability and sits down and makes a game plan where he should now concentrate on the form of tzedakah, just with spending 20 minutes of thinking what to do, he'll be Maila his tzedakah adlein shir, sai in his oifin of how to give in sensitivity, and sai in the causes that he supports, it will take on a greater maila, and it's kedai, it's worth the 20 minutes, trust me, it's worth the 20 minutes investment that you'll benefit from this. At the end of the day, obviously you should support everything, and obviously you shouldn't withhold, and every time a person asks you for tzedakah, you have a chiv to give tzedakah to every single ani who asks, and they allow him, leisamitz involved, other allow him. But nevertheless, if you could focus and concentrate your chunk of tzedakah to the proper causes, you'd be better off. Akutavach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3380. 888. Thank you.